Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
They're making waves across Ireland, the UK, and even as far as Japan. They're made up of Connor Adams from Cast of Cheers and Lara Kay from the band I could never pronounce, Adebisi Shank. We all know them. Big on the music scene, of course, for the last few years. And started as a side project, Was All Twins. It soon became their main focus, with the likes of Zane Lowe raving about them, and for very good reason. I met up with the lads before their performance at Longitude and right after they landed from Latitude the day before. So first off, I asked them what the next year has in store after all the hype. And beware, there is a little bit of background noise from all the stages because we were in the middle of everything.
Hopefully we'll have a new single now in September, I think we're looking for. And then the album, like, we're doing the album in bits and bobs over in London over the last year, kind of weeks here and there with different producers. And so that should be out. Well, hopefully we're thinking like February next year.
Am I right in thinking that you guys have already said that you have pretty much an album's worth of material? You've had it for quite some time.
I think we have more.
We've about 60 demos now at this point.
What?
Yeah. And now that's not to say it's all gold, yeah. But it's just weird kind of, when you have that many songs, because all we do is write when we're not gigging, and when you have that many songs, to whittle them down into an album, then you kind of, it's not only the best ones you pick, because they don't necessarily go together as an album, so now we have to just pick, you know, what sounds like an album, so it ebbs and flows and has a beginning, middle and end, kind of like a book.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, you know,
the next project, a book?
Yes, book.
We've written 60 books.
and they're all crap.
Obviously, you guys have been a fixture on the Irish music scene for the last few years as well, at the same time. So how long have you actually known each other before you went into All Twins together?
A few years. I mean, we've both been in kind of bands, and just the music scene in Dublin, it's so small. And even in Ireland, like, it's just small, and it's kind of nice that it's that small, because we're a small country, I suppose, but there's no, you see it in other places, there's competition and bands kind of don't get on, but like in Ireland it's very much, it's a friendly kind of arena, I can't think of another word, I'm kind of brain dead at the moment, but yeah, it's a friendly arena.
It's arena rock.
And was it always something you guys wanted to do, was get together and make something, or was it something that just kind of happened on a whim?
I'd say we both wanted to do it, we just never talked about it, because we were both doing like other projects, and then we were just hanging out one night, and I said to Connor, do you want to just do some riffs? And then the next week,
I said yes.
Connor said, I've got no change for the bus. And I said, this ain't happening.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So you rode through Skype, like, literally actually, 20 minutes away from each other.
I couldn't go because, yeah.
That was the end.
Where were you? You were in Still Oregon, and I was in Chapel Lizard, and I literally had no change for the bus. And I'm like, nah, I'd love to come home.
Get on a bike.
I didn't have my bike. My bike, though, was, I think it was at my parents' house in Swords, so like I would have had to walk to Swords, get the bike, cycle to Still Oregon. It's just a nightmare. Humble beginnings.
And now you're flying back from one festival to the other, so that's pretty sweet to think about. Let's talk the music video for Thank You. Absolutely awesome.
We worked with Brendan Canty on it, and yeah, like, I had this kind of idea, and I gave it to him, and he developed it into this, what it is now, you know, and yeah, I couldn't be happier. Like, it was so good. I had a weird kind of idea about it being one take and like all the crazy things happening.
He was like, that's just not
Yeah, he just talked logistics to me and like, oh, I see why that can't happen. And I know it's pretty abstract, but even the colours used and the room we're in, and you know, it just kind of matches the song, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, I don't know, like, when you have a song, I always assign a colour to it, and not, I don't have that, you know,
that thing that it's like
synesthesia, yeah, or whatever. I don't have that, but I always do feel, oh, that song's kind of a bit orange, so the video should have that kind of hue off it.
And so we're here at the Red Bull stage, and there's music right behind us. What color are you feeling right now?
Grey. Scary grey.
So what you obviously said, the plan is to get that album out next year, and all that sort of stuff. Everything's going well here in terms of, you know, your playlist with us, your playlist all across the country, but at the same time, XFM's picked you up in their daytime playlist, which is awesome. Radio 1 over in the UK as well, playing you out. Yeah, how do you find out about those sort of things? Like, because everybody always says, oh, I just heard myself on the radio, or is it kind of like you're like, oh, you're told?
My dad keeps me updated.
Really?
That's every single time. It's just like, anything we do is just like, you're doing this. Like, yeah, I know.
Maybe he's gunning for a job.
That's a lad from lads from all twins, absolute legends, and can't wait for more music from them. Two singles out at the moment. Like they said, album out in probably February, so we'll all look forward to that. I'm sure it's going to travel really far if it's even reached Japan already.